Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
If you have your copy of God's Word, if you turn to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to look at one verse this morning, Lord willing, Hebrews 11 and 22, and when you get there, if you're able to stand, please stand out of respect of reading God's Word, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 22. And here the Bible says, by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word this morning. God, I thank you for everything that's taken place thus far. Thank you for the way you've been glorified today. But Lord, we're asking now that you help us for just a few minutes to be able to preach on this text. God, that you'll keep me out of the way today and let you be seen and visible through this message. Lord, preach through me and for me, and we'll give you the glory for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. Joseph's bones. That's what we're looking at today. The bones of Joseph. You know, we have studied this great faith chapter many times since I've been pastor here. I've preached on it numerous times. We brought a whole lesson in Hebrews there for nearly I don't know how long it was. It was several weeks, close to half a year, I believe, that we preached out of the book of Hebrews. And we looked at this particular section many times. And what we often refer to as the Great Faith Hall of Fame, simply because it lists all these great men and women of faith that God has worked throughout His Word. Each one, God has something to say about pertaining to their faith. Here we have this one man, Joseph. We're all very aware of Joseph. We hear about him from a young child. We're taught about Joseph and his coat of many colors. That's what most people think of when they think of Joseph. But here the Hebrew writer summing up the life of Joseph. And don't forget that all these people that the Hebrew writer is writing about in this faith hall of fame, they all were living by faith. And it defines faith there in verse 1 of Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In plainer terms that you and I may say today, it's things that we have never seen, but we believe them. It's something that you've heard about, but you've never seen it before, but you believe it to be real. Well, the Bible says on down in verse 13 that all of these died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. You know, they'll say that about us one day. Those people down there at Highland Baptist Church, they had faith. They believed in the Lord Jesus. They never saw him, though, while they were here. But praise God, one of these days we're going to close our eyes in death, that the Lord tarries his coming. And when we close our eyes in death, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. And then that faith will come into sight. Everything that we've based all of our lives on, all of our hopes, all of our worship has all been toward this one thing, our faith in the Lord Jesus and the faith that he has saved us. In the meantime, while we're here before then, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Listen, in our opening text, we read about the faith of Joseph. And of all the things we know about Joseph, isn't it interesting what is not mentioned about him here in his summation of his life and his faith? In that one verse in the New Testament, all the things that we know. I mean, no mention of him being a dreamer and the interpreter of dreams. No mention of that coat of many colors, kids. No mention of him being hated by his brothers and sold into slavery into Egypt. No mention about him denying the advances of Potiphar's wife and being thrown into prison because of it, falsely accused of something he didn't do. No mention of him being given the second highest position in all the land of Egypt, the viceroy to Pharaoh. No mention of that. No mention of his famous words to his brothers in Genesis 50 and 20, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good. Now, we're all very familiar with all those things about Joseph. But Of all these things, no mention of them. Out of everything we know, we find his life summed up in this one verse in Hebrews 11:22. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Concerning Joseph's bones. That seems kind of strange, doesn't it? What's the big deal about Joseph's bones? Well, to get an understanding of this, you need to turn over to the book of Genesis chapter 50. The very last chapter in the book of Genesis. As we find Joseph's life winding down. He's been alive for 110 years and his life is about to be gone. He's lived a great life. Of all the men in the Bible you read about, Joseph comes the closest to identifying to the Lord Jesus of anybody else. We don't find any fault in him. We don't find where the Bible ever says that he's committed any kind of sin against God. All the things you read about Joseph, he is a type of Christ. He has a wonderful life, and it's about to end. And in verse 22 of Genesis chapter 50, the Bible says, "And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. And Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt." Joseph's bones. Did you see that in verse 25? "You shall carry up my bones from hence." You know, when we read in the book of Genesis, we often think about certain things throughout that chapter of the Bible, that book of the Bible. The first thing you think of in Genesis is the beginnings, the creation, how God created the heavens and the earth. We think about Adam and Eve and the sin in the garden and how it passed on to all men. We think about the great flood that God caused because men were wicked. We think about Noah and God said that he was a preacher of righteousness and that he found favor in God's eyes. He pleased God. We think about these things. We think about the Tower of Babel and how the people there, the God confounded their language and scattered them over the face of the earth. We think about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great patriarchs of the Bible. We think about how Abraham was called up out of the Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land that God had promised him, and he would make his seed outnumber the stars of the sky and the sands of the sea. We think about these things when we think about the book of Genesis. But do you understand that in the book of Genesis, Joseph, there is more dedicated to the man Joseph than any other person in the book of Genesis? More said about Joseph than even Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. More is centered around the life of Joseph. A third of the book of Genesis deals with the life of Joseph. There's another thing you may not be aware of or have paid attention to. We don't find God physically speaking to Joseph the way that he did Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or even Noah. It seems that when God is involved with Joseph, God is always in Joseph. Joseph knows what God wants. We don't ever read where and God said to Joseph. But yet, he is one of the most godly men in all the Bible. But what about this request concerning his bones? The Hebrew writer in their opening text said, and gave a commandment concerning his bones. And we just read in Genesis 50:25, and you shall carry up my bones from hence. Well, we read in the last verse of Genesis 50 that Joseph was embalmed. He was put into a coffin and he was left in Egypt. He wasn't taken out of Egypt. Now, if you remember, just before this, his father had died. His father wanted to be taken out of Egypt and back over into the land which he belonged. And that's what happened. Joseph found permission from Pharaoh. Pharaoh allowed him to go and bury his father in the land that he wanted to be buried in. And then he came back. But Joseph was not taken out of Egypt. This great man was not taken out of Egypt, even though he requested his bones be taken from hence, he said. Take my bones from this place. Well, In fact, Joseph's bones would remain in Egypt for another 400 years. The children of Israel were in bondage to Egypt for 400 years. Now, at the time that Joseph is speaking to them, they're not particularly in bondage. They could leave, come and go if they wanted to. They were not slaves to Pharaoh at this time. They would not be slaves to Pharaoh until a long time after Joseph has passed on. In fact, the Pharaoh that put them under bondage did not even know Joseph, had no idea about him. And so all this time passes between the book of Genesis up to the beginning of Exodus, around 400 years, till we see Moses step on the scene. Much happened. Look at Exodus chapter 1 and verse 8. You'll need to keep your Bibles open and handy this morning as we look at this. Very important that we have God's Word there in front of us. Exodus chapter 1 and verse 8. The Bible says, "Now there arose up a new king over Egypt." That's a Pharaoh. It's the same thing as a king. "Which knew not Joseph. And he said unto his people, Behold, the people of the children of Israel are more and mightier than we. Come on, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, and it come to pass that when there falleth out any war, they join also unto our enemies and fight against us. And so get them up out of the land. Therefore they did set over them taskmasters to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities, Pithom and Ramses. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew, and they were grieved because of the children of Israel. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar and in brick and in all manner of service in the field. All their service wherein they made them serve was with rigor." So several years after Joseph has passed and this new Pharaoh is on the throne and doesn't even know Joseph or any of the past history concerning him. I wonder if he never consulted a history book. Surely the second in command of Egypt would have been known by this man, but says that he knew not Joseph. But what had happened, the children of Israel, the ones that had moved into Egypt during the famine time when Joseph was there ruling and they were able to eat and survive that way, during that time more and more of these have migrated into Egypt so they would have food to eat. And now they've begun multiplying. The Bible said they multiplied and they are more and mightier than we. More children of Israel than they are the Egyptians. And so when this king, this Pharaoh looks out and sees all these Israelites, they're saying, we've got to do something about this. There are so many of them. If there was ever a war to break out, if our enemies ever come to try to destroy us, these children of Israel could rise up within our own city and help the enemy and so that they could overtake us. We've got to do something about it. Make them slaves. And so then they put them under bondage as slaves. Their job was to make bricks, to build these great structures that the Egyptians had. You all have seen the pyramids. If you've never been there, I've never been there. I've seen them online and in different media. These great pyramids that they built. This was off the back of the children of Israel as they made these things by hand, the pitch and the mortar as they formed the bricks and they carried them, the straw that they would have to get. And they put more and more on them. It says that it was with rigor. That means they kept putting the burden on them more. When they saw it wasn't helping, that they kept multiplying. The more kept coming up. Then they said, well, let's make it harder on them. Put more on them. And that's what they did. So all these years went by until Moses comes on the scene. Now, we all know the story of Moses and how God chose him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt's bondage. When Joseph had, on Joseph's deathbed, he implied this time was coming. He knew that God was going to bring them out of there. What was it he said? He said, "And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob."
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.